Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. That's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And lots of stuff that you will help you with your small business. Whatever is on your mind, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, I think you'll find something there that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. My blog is there as well. But also, we have a poll right there on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. So click your answer, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. And then I always report back to you the next week on the show about how the poll turned out. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. Jeffrey Zabar is the Chief Home Officer. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Is that right, Jeff?
Absolutely. And if you don't have, you know, it'll help you learn what you don't know and frighten you about a few other things, too. So it's all good.
And if they want to find you on any of the social media sites, you've got your links there, I'm sure. So check all that out,
folks. Yeah, me and Betty White, we're on the Twitter.
Yeah, they have that on computer now, don't they?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Jeff, one of the things that we were talking about earlier about is about how social media is going to just quit. We're going to quit saying social media. We're going to just start doing it and incorporating it as just more tools to connect with customers. And people who don't like this, the idea of it, what they're missing the point because they don't really have an option. This is not optional. What you have to do is you have to make sure that you know what your customers want. How do they want to be connected with? And the only way to find that out primarily these days is to ask them. And as you work with them, and whatever the thing that we know, Jeff, they've always had a lot of control, customers have. But in the age of the customer, they've got complete control now. And
and
that's something that you and I, as people who have customers, that we know, and whatever the customer wants, basically that's what they get, right?
Well, yeah, I mean Seth Godin or somebody this past week, I think it was Seth, had a blog talking about marketing to what you want to do versus marketing to what your customers want.
Mm-hmm.
And how to reach out to these folk, and you can be the leader of your own pack and then be led astray, or you can be on top of what they're after and find success because you're dealing with, you know, you're serving a need. You can be an innovator of something that nobody wants. That's how I always am amazed at something like Facebook or Twitter and how many ideas are out there. How many ideas were at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas recently,
mm-hmm.
that somebody just puts their heart and soul into an idea and have no idea it's going to get accepted or
mm-hmm.
be embraced. But then you have a client, you know, we do our work. I do a column for a client, have for 3 to 4 years, and before that it was with another client down here for about 12 to 13 years, and then all of a sudden they come to me, the one client after 13 years said, we're killing it because market tidings have changed, and the other client came to me, you know, recently and said, we're transposing the column, we're changing it dramatically from, you know, that, as Bugs Bunny say, that left turn at Albuquerque,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're making that left turn because we need to change it for our market. Where it's something I didn't see, but my client
has
changed.
But the good news is, though, for you, is your client told you, your customer told you what
right.
they said, Jeff, you know, we still want to do business with you, and here are our new specifications. And that might have irritated you, but they have the right to do that because there's a customer. The good news is they told you, and you didn't have to go ask them, you know, hey, where are you guys going to be? What are you going to want me to do a year from now? But
right.
a lot of customers won't do that. All of a sudden, you wake up one morning and they're not your customer anymore. And if you got beat honestly on the specs, if you got beat honestly in the marketplace, giving it your best shot, and somebody took the business away from you, then that's one thing. But if you lost the business because you were so obtuse and you were so incalcitrant that you couldn't make an adjustment, or you didn't ask the customer what they wanted or where they were going to go, or, you know, how do they want to be connected with, if you aren't asking them these kinds of questions and finding out, if you just became irrelevant, then that's professional suicide, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say it's inexcusable, and it's the unforgivable curse, as they say in Harry Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. You know, one of three, actually. But, you know, I mean, if you lose it because, like you said, because you just lost it straight up and there was no political shenanigans and you just, yeah, you just came out, gave it your best shot and you failed and lost it, then that's okay.
Happens,
I mean,
all the time.
You did what you can, and that's business. You know, but if you failed and you just lost sight of the ball because of your own oversight and your own, whether lethargy, laziness, you know, getting focused on something else, not caring.
Or presumption. Presuming that since you're happy with the relationship, of course the customer's happy. You know, that's a strategy for failure right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that we, and that gets to a point that we could do an entire show on, is getting fat and sassy. Yeah. And not going out and not having that lunch with that customer. There was a United Airlines commercial from years ago where a guy said he was handing out, you know, boss was handing out airline tickets in a boardroom. What's going on? Well, we lost a bid. We lost our customer today, and we need to go out and meet with our customer. So he's handing out airline tickets to all his people. Now, we need to go get those airline tickets, whether it means going across the city or across town, across county, state, country. Stay in touch with your clients.
Hopefully,
more than social media.
Hopefully some cold sweat's popping out on your head right now, folks, as you're thinking about the customer or customers that you haven't touched base with lately to make sure you know what's going on with them. The marketplace is moving fast. It's indifferent to your success or failure. It's agnostic to whether you even exist. So you gotta stay up with it, and you gotta keep asking these customers questions. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, the chief home officer, put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Gonna take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Lysingame. I'll be right back.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.